We are thinking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, not just ministry, but ministries of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. It is God's will and desire that we as believers, because we have the indwelling Holy Spirit, would be able to experience every one of the possible ministries the Holy Spirit wants to have in our lives. Some Christians have few or none of these ministries in their lives. Their lives are barren and empty, and they don't need to be like this. They can have every one of these ministries in their lives. If we're willing to ask God for His help and for the help of His Holy Spirit in our lives, He will fulfill these ministries. I want to think with you at this time from Ephesians chapter 4. And I want to begin with verse 30 and go down to verse 32. Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 30. "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Now perhaps as I have read, you have already seen several possible ministries of the Holy Spirit in that passage, but the one I want to point out to you is the phrase that begins, "forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." What an important ministry this is of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In ourselves, it is very difficult to forgive other people. Even every day, some of you are wronged by other people. You're wronged by colleagues, by friends. Sometimes, and I'm sorry to say this, even a fellow Christian can wrong you. It should never be this way, but occasionally it's going to happen. And sometimes people never come back and say they're sorry. Ideally, in forgiveness, we say we're sorry to someone, and then they forgive us. And certainly this is the correct way to get forgiveness, and that is to say we're sorry to someone. I say something bad, I do something careless with someone, I go back to them, I say, "I'm genuinely sorry, please forgive me," and then they forgive me. But even when people say they're sorry, from a human standpoint, it is not easy to give forgiveness. We may say to somebody, "I forgive you, but I won't forget it." Isn't that a human characteristic? "I forgive you, but I won't forget it." And this is not God's desire for us. Imagine if God treated us like this. In fact, He uses here the example of God in forgiving us, "even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." How does He forgive us? The psalmist says, "He puts our sins as far as the east is from the west." Suppose now I sin as a Christian. I come back to God. I ask His humble forgiveness. Humbly I come to Him. "Please forgive me. I'm sorry for what I've done." God forgives me, and He puts that sin away. He doesn't continually bring that sin up to me again and say, "Oh, the last time you did this sin or that sin." God doesn't treat me like this. God treats me with true forgiveness. The sin is put away. Now, this is what our forgiveness is to be. First of all, suppose that people don't always humbly come back to us like they should. Suppose even they may come to us and they may say they're sorry, but they do it in a rather flippant way. "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll try not to do that again." That's not real, genuine, humble asking for forgiveness. Now, suppose people treat us like this. What is our own attitude to be? We can either be bitter. We can be full of resentment. We can hold this against them. Or we can simply forgive them, entrusting them to God. In other words, God will deal with them if they treated us badly. In my life, and I'm older than many of you, in my life I've been badly treated by many people. And the question was, what would I do? How would I treat this matter? I could either hold this matter in my heart, let it fill my life, make my life bitter, or I could forgive them for Jesus' sake. And I could simply go on, trusting God that He would deal with them if they haven't really repented of what they've done to me. And I could trust God to deal with them. The Bible says, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'm to be at peace with all men. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'm not to get revenge on them. I'm not to be bitter. I'm not to let my life be turned aside from following the Lord Jesus or from peace by something I resent in my life. So I trust this to God, but I am to have a spirit of forgiveness with people." Even on the cross, the Lord Jesus could say, "Father, forgive them." The "them" there has to do with those who had crucified Him. Even the Jewish people who had cried out against Him, "Crucify Him, crucify Him," who had caused Him to be put there. But Jesus looked down from the cross, suffering terribly on the cross, and He could say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Stephen, when he was dying at the hands of his enemies, could look out upon those who were stoning him to death and say, "Forgive them." We need to have a spirit of forgiveness, and it's the Holy Spirit who gives us His spirit of forgiveness.